Conor, we're getting ready for the Connacht Championship, but obviously the league Division 1 would be foremost in your minds, I'd say, following, you know, the relegation that Roscommon suffered. It was a hard blow. You were fought to the bitter end, really.
Yeah, it was a tough league campaign. I suppose it's only since last Sunday it finished up, and after 50 minutes in the Derry game, there was an opportunity there for us to kind of go on and push on and maybe retain our status. But unfortunately, Derry really pushed on, and they showed why they're a top tier team. And it's something that we're going to have to learn from and improve a lot if we want to kind of be competitive in this championship that's coming up.
Yeah, you weren't dealt the best hand though in the league.
I think, look, to be honest, as a player, we don't really think in that way. In terms, we just think that we know ourselves, that our performances weren't up to scratch. Regardless of the players who are available, we know we probably should always be a competitive team. You know, we're a proud county, and we wouldn't be overly happy with the way we played in the league. So it's important that we kind of try not to think of the excuses and more think about how we can improve coming into the weeks ahead.
So it's putting that to bed is the thing now.
Big time, yeah, massively, yeah. You can't dwell on it too much. Look, I think 1 year we got relegated was 2019, and we ended up having a decent championship that year. So it doesn't always work out the way you might think either, but it's important that we don't let it dwell on it too much, and we try to look ahead as opposed to looking back. But as you said, it is disappointing, but we'll have to be playing Division 2 football next year, and that's just it. So.
Yeah, and it's a strange kind of title for you from the point of view that Galway face London and New York and Mayo, but you have to wait and see what's the outcome.
Yeah, we do. And look, the 4 week break is welcomed, I think, to be honest, because we've had a few players now who've played a lot of league football, played a lot of games, a lot of minutes, and it's important that those players get a bit of rest, and it's important the players who didn't play as much get back up to speed, and with a few injuries and a few players to come back to. So it's really important that we use that 4 weeks to really be competitive in the game against the winners of Mayo and New York.
Yeah, no, the point, I was talking to Kevin McStay earlier, and he was saying that, you know, any of the five teams in Connacht, you know, have won a Connacht title recently and are competitive.
Yeah, that's for sure. Look, it's a really, really good Connacht Championship. It's a really good provincial championship, and it's something that we're always aiming for. Look, I only have one medal myself, and I'd wish I had more medals than that. So it really is competitive. You have to be on the ball in order to win it.
And from the point of view of the effort that you have to put in, it's a huge effort.
It's a massive effort, yeah, and you have to really back it up, I suppose, too. So last year we had a great day in Castlebar, and unfortunately we weren't able to back it up, and that was just the way it was, and we didn't come away that year with any silverware. So it just shows you have to be able to have repeated efforts the whole time in order to win the title.
And from the point of view of the team itself, will you be looking at a full strength side come the championship?
I'm hoping so, yeah. So 4 weeks is a long time, and it gives you a lot of time to get players back from injury and whatnot. So without a doubt, we're all working very, very hard. There could be a few players who might be a little bit tight for 4 weeks' time, but we'll just have to see how it goes. And I suppose, regardless of how 4 weeks goes, there is going to be games further on down the year too, which are important too. So it's about kind of being smart, I suppose, in your decision, and not trying to maybe come play too early too, you know what I mean? So we'll have to take it game by game and see how it goes.
Yeah, there's a lot of management involved in it.
Big time, yeah, massively. And the S&C side is so sophisticated now in the medical science and all that, so you have to listen to what they're saying and I suppose sit out the odd game if you're unable to play. But we'll hopefully be everyone looking forward to playing in the Hyde on the 21st of April.
And your ambition for this particular championship?
I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but we haven't really thought about maybe one outcome as what would be success. We know we need to improve our performances, and generally speaking, as a player, when the game finishes, you know if your team have performed or not, and that's what we're hoping we can say when we perform. You know, if we play Mayo or New York in the 21st of April, and if we perform, I know we'll be very, very close to winning the game or thereabouts, and that's really our focus now at the minute, just to improve performances, and that's every facet of the game, attacking and defending.